Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
This is how we do it. It is fine. And I would change the names of the city I was in. The party is here on the east side instead of the west side.
It's the best I ever felt right now. Feeling great. I've been working out hard, and I feel super, super pliable.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Bergeron to Backus. Backus the back diagonal. Kevin Miller tees it up. Intentional wide. Bergeron scores!
You have to go to the hockey game to watch the athletes away from the puck. None of these guys in Boston sports talk radio go to the game.
In the spring, the Leafs fall.
To belittle Lou Maloney's Major League Baseball career, you sound like a moron. You are the play-by-play guy for the TV broadcast. So if we can't get a sense of what is going on from the game from watching you, why would anybody watch on TV then?
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, we got the big NFL draft tonight. Oh, I just told you the Patriots drafting in the 23rd and 31 spot. There are all sorts of rumors out there, man. It is wild. This may be the wildest draft we've had in some time because we have like 9 zillion quarterbacks. Probably most of them are going to really suck, and one or two of them will be pretty good. And yet everybody's going to move around to get one of these quarterbacks. The New Orleans Saints, apparently, they own the 27th overall pick. The rumor is they're moving up.
For quarterback? For Drew Brees?
Drew Brees is 39 years old.
So Drew Brees, he needs a replacement, and Tom Brady needs
a
replacement.
So Mike Reese tweeted out like the time, right? He says, according to last year, the 23rd pick will be around 10:30, 10:45. But you got to pay attention because there's going to be movement.
There could be movement.
So trades. But how about this one? Let me give you this one. You love this Josh Allen thing, right?
Oh, God.
With the tweets?
What are you doing? You guys have been messing with me for the last time.
The tweets
that he sent out.
Right? Adam Schefter says, a theory two people in the past hour floated to him. Another team plotted to have Josh Allen's racially insensitive tweets put out there just before the draft.
Jonathan!
In order to increase their chances that he would fall to that team.
So you think that team would
Jonathan!
Be the Patriots?
23?
Oh, no. I wouldn't even be surprised if he didn't even go in the first round.
He's going in the first round.
Right, not because of the tweets.
These teams are fools.
What do you
they're
believe?
All gonna,
like, forget about...
That would be pretty good, though. Like, if the Dolphins released that on Tunsil, like, on draft day, because hopefully you dropped
you know
to 12.
I would not...
You sound like a fool. You're making a fool of yourself.
Josh Allen and the Patriots are a fool
if you think that doesn't happen, though. You're a fool to think... Or even an agent.
Yeah.
An agent, hey, listen, don't worry, but there'll be a slight little pushback, but we don't really want you to go to Cleveland. We want you to go someplace else, because it's... Forget about... being drafted number one. It's all about being drafted by the right team. So we need you drafted by the right team. Mm-hmm. I may even make a bet with you guys.
That Josh Allen, that they don't, he's there 23 and they don't take him?
I think there's smoke screens galore this guy. No, he's going to get drafted, obviously.
No, I'm saying in the first round.
Okay, so you think he's a top 10 pick?
He won't get by Miami at 11. Miami's 11, right? You won't get by Miami. You never pay your debts on bets.
But
what do you mean?
You owe me lunch,
and you haven't given me lunch yet. Where's lunch?
That was a setup.
What do you mean there's a setup?
Brewers beat the Red Sox.
No. It was on Nesson Plus, and it was like something else going. But it was really important.
In other words, you're not going to pay off.
I will say this. No.
Cheap bastard.
No. Okay, so I say he lasts till, I'll go Josh Allen last. Let's go, after 15. 15. I'll set it at 15. There it is.
So think about this.
He's not going to be drafted. Inside the top 15.
Think about this. You might be right about this, Josh Allen, with the Patriots. Maybe they're hearing the same thing that your little birdies are telling you, that maybe Josh Allen is dropping a little bit, but they really like Josh Allen.
And they're leaking
these stories out, the smoke screen was, let's have a second visit with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Teams will think we're going for Lamar Jackson when really... we're going for Josh Allen.
So, but here, hold on, wait a second. Let me just play this out. So do you really think that in order to send a smokescreen, they would bring in Lamar Jackson for like an interview, check out the Gillette Stadium, like check out can you see yourself living here? Can you see yourself walking from the Renaissance, you know, past DB12? Look, this is where everybody gets pliable.
Can you get by five guys without buying two of them?
It's a test, right? Okay, right. We can keep your diet straight. So, and then they would go work them out. Do you really think that they would do that just because to send a smokescreen?
Yes. I think that they would bring him into Gillette, but I don't think they would have a second workout where Josh McDaniels actually goes to Florida to work this guy out. I think that there's real interest in him.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, if this guy does fall to the second or third round, I want him. Like, here, this is our point of no return. Like, here we don't like him. Like, it's Lou's quote. Listen, I like this guy at 13 million. I don't like him at 30 million. I think they like him in the third round. They don't like him in the first round. I mean, by the way, they need a tackle. They need a tackle. They're taking a tackle first.
Yeah, but apparently there's only one tackle out there that is NFL ready right now. The other guys are a year away.
What does Dante think?
What does Dante say?
Well,
That's all that matters.
Why are your hands moving?
Real quick, I know we got to go to break, but I'm going to give my man look at line two.
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Somerville Pee-wee, the famous left winger,
men's league champion.
Hi, TC, I missed you. I missed you, pal. How you doing?
Okay, we got to clear something up, first of all. Number one, when I said the term skate circles around, what I said was, I would skate circles around you when it comes to talking hockey.
We knew that's what you meant.
I used it metaphorically.
Yeah, we knew. We knew what you meant.
We know you can't skate.
We knew what you meant, TC. We knew what you meant.
So Glenn doesn't have to say pee-wee, da-da-da-da. Okay, heavy boy, shut your mouth. Number two.
Heavy boy.
When I called that day, I was calling to say that because the Toronto defensive corps has three stiffs, if you broke me up and said, well, they're shutting them down. How are they stiffs?
They did.
That the Bruins, no, they didn't. They didn't shut down at all. Because you want, and I have, and yesterday is funny. I'm watching NHL Network, and on NHL Now, they have a segment called Mike Check, where Mike Kelly, the analytics guy, got asked about the Bruins' first line. And doesn't he come up with this information that says, in games 5 and 6, the Bruins' first line had more than double the grade A chances that they just
gave. Oh, God.
It's hockey term.
All right, we're going to add grade A to the hockey list.
All right, let's not go back number revisionist. Three. Bring something new, TC. All that stuff's in the old.
No.
It's old news.
I just had to prove to you that you should have took your medicine. Number three, okay?
Yeah.
Number three, ask your call screener from yesterday, right?
I will.
Ask him what I told him that I wanted on the record.
Tell us. He ain't here. Tell us.
He's not here. Lucy's here.
Well, hopefully he made some money because I told him, bet the Bruins -1.5.
Oh, yeah, we did the same thing.
I said that yesterday, TC. We all said that.
We said that before you said
that. You stole it from us. We had the Bruins before you had the Bruins.
By 2 or 3 goals.
We said the same thing.
I had them by 5.
That's exactly what I told him.
Stop it, please.
And why did I tell him? Because Toronto
is great eight chances.
Putrid.
Future. Like I said.
Grade A chances.
Hey,
TC, want it?
Call me in the morning, big guy.
Okay. TC, I need you. I'm just letting you know. We got 7 more Wagos.
Wait, hey,
you should go to
Lou,
the game. You should
Lou,
go to a
game.
Did
you know that he was talking metaphorically, right, as far as skating? Like, you know he wasn't really going to, like, have you challenge you to a skate-off? Like, who can skate circles or literally around the other?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he'll do a figure eight.
I'll run circles around you when it comes to... I don't actually think I'm going to run a circle. Hold on, let me just run a circle around you real quick.
Because you're fast.
I'm going to run in a circle around you.
Okay.
Of course we knew what you meant.
Buddy, I'll skate circles around you talking hockey.
Of course we meant you, imbecile. And I say that with all the love in the world, TC.
Take your medicine.
Heavy boy, shut your mouth.
I think the difference, Lou, is TC actually goes to the games. You watch him on
this
TV.
This is true.
You know, we should have asked him. He did not.
I bet he goes to the games.
I know he knows more than Lou. I say he did not go to the games.
He knows more than Lou because Lou watches him on TV, goes to a couple games a year. TC goes to the games. Like Jack Edwards, goes to the games, and he knows this stuff inside and out. That's what it all comes down to. Can we get back to this NFL draft?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, whatever. They're not going to pick till like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we still got nine hours.
Do you really believe that the Patriots are going to keep both of these first-round picks?
They're going to trade up with both of them. It's going to be like Hightower and Chandler Jones all over again.
They will have
They're going to go up to 18, and they're going to go up to 25.
I disagree. I think they will take one of them and drop. They will go the other way.
They're going to package their whole draft at number one.
No, no, no. They're going to they might move up in that one pick.
They're going to get Donald at one.
But if they give up a second or a third or a fourth to move up, then they're going to take that second first-round pick and move down to load back up again with what they lost. Load them up. What they lost. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, whatever.
Right.
No. But all I know is this. All I know is this.
I'll talk circles around.
I would actually hate to be the decision makers in Cleveland, because it's awful hard to make a decision at one when you know that no matter who you choose, you're going to be wrong. That just history tells you with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're hearing about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who you choose, you're finally going to dive into it. You know, we're going to trade it away. We don't trust any of these guys. This Wentz kid, screw him. I think he's overrated. How about this Deshaun Watson guy? I don't think he can play in the league. Who are we going to take? Mayfield at one. Whoever it is, you're done.
See, the whole Mayfield to number one to Cleveland coming out this late, it's just an obvious sign that he ain't going number one. It's like everybody's sending smoke screens. Everybody's giving me fake news, just trying to figure out what the other guy's cards are telling him, right? Because if you knew what the other guy was going to pick, well, then you could easily trade up. Or you guys don't like this guy, but you like this guy. But maybe Cleveland likes two guys.
And if they
maybe they like two different guys.
We don't trust ourselves. We're going to go Barkley and Chubb. Then you know three of these quarterbacks are going to be Pro Bowlers.
And how about the Giants? The Giants seem to be shying away from a quarterback, and yet their quarterback right now is aging quicker than Tom Brady or Drew Brees combined.
The teams need a
right?
quarterback.
But they look like they're shying away.
Is interesting because if you know
they need a quarterback. For
well, yeah, because you know he's got this 2-year deal, and that seems like the Patriots. You know where most quarterback 2 years, right? Really 1 year because Drew Brees he's got an option for that second year, so it could be if the guy ends up being like the guy out in Kansas City, they get rid of Alex Smith. And they had that one kid at Oklahoma State. I forgot what it is.
Pat Mahomes,
right? So they said, listen, you're ready now.
Yep.
Okay, we'll ship Alex Smith out, you know, and then you're going to be the guy.
Do you remember they were talking about putting Mahomes, and Alex Smith got off to a terrific start last year. They were talking about replacing him with Mahomes during the course of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were. They loved what they were seeing in practice. But
Smith is kind of like the Al Horford of the NFL.
Yes. Average.
He's average.
But he could be a beast.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
Yes, he doesn't.
Right? Doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
Coaches love him because he doesn't throw a lot of picks.
Yeah.
He keeps it safe. He's a game manager. I guess maybe that's the comparison. Like a quarterback is a game manager. Like, you know, Al Horford is like average Al.
He's a game manager.
That's what it is.
What did
Al have the other night? He had 22-14. Was that right?
Something stupid.
Okay, that
just
was the highest.
Pig stud.
That was the highest number total points and rebounds he's had as a Boston Celtic.
I don't know about that.
It is.
Game one, he had more, didn't he?
No, this was the highest, I thought, combined. The highest points and rebounds combined. So
game one, he scored more points. Maybe not
as many. Maybe not as many rebounds. So 14 12. Rebounds, 22 points. How many does he get tonight? Give you a hint. He's playing on the road.
He's playing on the road. 26 and 14.
It's going to be a difference.
He's an absolute beast.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take 12 and 7.
12? And 7. Well, if he does that, he'll have a great game.
Well, he'll do the little things.
Yeah.
Do all.
Yeah, so someone else will have 30. So Brian will have 30. You know, Morris will have 25.
Celtics are not going to win this game today.
What do you do? This first game.
They're going to game seven.
No, they're going to win this game. They're going to close it out.
That little stat you had there before, he actually tied his high then because game one was the exact same thing.
Well, he was 22-14 in game one?
He was 24-12. This time he was 22-14. So he had two more points, two less boards.
Yeah.
So it's.
No. Close it out.
I'll stick with 12 and 7.
I'm going to go with, let's see. He's been 24, 16, 16, 13, 22. I shouldn't just look at points because I know he brings so much more than just points.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 16 and 9.
16 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
How about all the little things, Abby?
The little things, Abby. Glenn, off the charts. I don't got enough paper to print all the little things I was going to do tonight.
Where do they have the stats?
16 and 9.
I got ST, I got BL, I got TO. Where do they put little things? Little things. That would be LT.
They should have a little
things. I keep track of LT.
But did he win the Tommy Award?
LT. 16 and 9.
Little things.
From the Beast. But I'll do a lot of little things.
How about Tommy at the Bruins game last night? Did you see Tommy?
You knew the game was over when you saw that, right?
Carrying the game.
It was good. All right, we got more to this program. 617-779-7937. That is our phone number.
Lou is rocking Twitter before, during, and after the show at Lou Merlone. We're back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Last couple of years,
Going into those past two drafts, I would say we're able to eliminate a number of players just based on where we were selecting. This year's a little bit different than that. We need to know the draft from top to bottom. And potentially, so there's a handful of players that are probably out of reach. But, realistically, just about everybody's in play within, other than a handful of guys.
There you go. Josh Allen in play. Said it right there. I don't know if you heard it. Read between the lines right there. Josh Allen in play. Said it. I heard it.
I'm telling you, it's...
Patriots. Josh Allen.
I'm going to be amazed.
You're doing the preseason games again this year, right?
Who knows?
You'll get some of those Josh Allen games. You'd be able to.
I would love
tell
to
the public
Josh
how
Allen
he
games.
Sucks.
It's so just the, so funny the way that it's just the way the momentum shifts, right, from like one player to another player, and you know, and this guy is great, and this, and then next thing you know, oh, it's Baker Mayfield, and next thing you know, oh no, it's Josh Allen. I don't believe it.
What's the Patriots? As far as the Patriots go, just looking at Hannibal, and he had Rashad Evans, the kid from Alabama, linebacker. Yeah. What's the position they draft first? Is it linebacker? Is it tackle?
Tackle.
Is it quarterback? I
think
it's tackle.
But I don't. I just don't believe that tackle. Belichick is going to go specific position, even though there's a need at left tackle. Maybe in his mind, he's looking at guys that are going to be released on June the 1st. He's looking at some 32-year-old tackle out there that he knows he can put in there as a bridge.
Yeah, I think it's different this year.
So is it quarterback?
I don't think it's ever different with him in that respect.
No. I do think that you... Well, I mean, everybody goes in with a plan.
Can I give you the cliche, Lou? The best guy on his board.
But to Christian's point, you know, we said it before, man, they really need some help here. They really need some help there, you know, whether it be depth to replace this and depth to replace that. This is the one glaring hole we look at and say, they don't have a starter. Like, they don't have a starter. So if they think that this kid McGlinchey, or if they think that the kid Miller or another tackle was O'Neal, I don't know what his name is. If they think that these guys can start for them, then I think they go get them.
I heard Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston say that McGlinchey was the only one that he thought the Patriots would do it.
Yeah. And I love Phil Perry.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that he's one of the guys. He follows this stuff. He, you know,
I don't even trust like McShay and Kiper. They come out and say that there's only one starting left tackle in the league. Okay, I appreciate that because I know you've done your research and everything. But in the end, are you always right?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, no, okay. Well, if they say it, then screw it. The other guys aren't going to play.
No, we all know these draft guys are terrible. If you look at the percentages, they're awful. In the old days,
I trust Dante.
Yeah, in the old days, Willie McDonough was plugged into every owner in the league, and so he'd pluck 22 out of the 30 teams in the league at the time. He would get them all right.
See, I just seem like
that
you know,
it doesn't happen
there is. I think there's certain teams that have enough depth at like almost like every position where they can sit there and just use a value based. Chart as far as like best player available. But I think you have glaring needs. So I don't think you can ignore them.
It would not
It wasn't like, okay, the guys that we liked, we're going to move up and get this guy.
Would it surprise you at all? And you went back to, you talked about Dante. Excuse me, let me move my hands. Dante.
Dante.
Yeah, Dante.
Ska.
Okay, sorry.
We call him Ska.
So would it surprise you at all if they end up drafting that left tackle in the third or fourth round because they look at a guy they think has got great upside, he's not ready to play right now, and in their mind they've got somebody earmarked, whether it's Marcus Cannon moving him over to the left side or whether it's a guy that's going to be released on June 1st, this is our bridge guy. We'll fill him in for a year. This other guy will either be on the practice squad or he's going to make our team. He's going to be a backup. And we rotate enough linemen anyway where the kid's going to get an opportunity to play. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I just don't think
they're going to say that about any position. Would it surprise you if they waited to like the third round and drafted a kid out of Richmond because they just feel like he can play too?
But they don't have a left tackle. They don't have a left tackle right now.
But also, like, when was Matt Light? Matt Light wasn't a first-round pick.
Matt Light was a second-round pick.
Yeah,
right?
He was a second-round pick because wasn't he with the Seymour? Seymour was first, and then Matt Light was in the second round. So,
you trust Scarnecchia?
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, like, if they get the 23 and this kid Colton Miller's there from UCLA and they don't, and everyone's sitting there on Twitter going, Miller's there, and they don't draft him?
That'll tell you something.
Okay. You know what I mean? So and then all of a sudden, there's like the third best tackle, fourth best tackle, they take him in the second round. They're like, all right, they viewed this kid better than Colton Miller.
I
trust Scarnecchia.
They look at the guy in that third or fourth round, Lou. They project a year from now is going to be good. They've got another solution to that left tackle spot. See, I think everybody thinks they've got to move up. They've got to do something and get that left tackle. I'm not sure they're going to operate that way.
Well, I think they will. I think they're going
to. So they're going to do whatever they can to move up for the left tackle.
Boy, this is amazing.
So that means the quarterback. They're not moving up for a quarterback if they're moving up for a left tackle.
Well, your value-based chart would say if Evans, the linebacker out of Alabama, is higher on their board as just far as, you know, best available than any tackle that they have.
He's the high-tower type, right?
That's what they're. Well, and then he sits around, he drops. Yeah. I was like, holy crap. Sometimes it's some guys are so good. And they're so talented, and you love them so much that you're forced to change your direction.
Do you think
you can't pass up on this?
I am amazed at this Baker Mayfield phenomenon right now.
Oh,
the last 24 hours,
right now. It's blowing
no, I'm dead
up,
serious because like you just had Kuiper and McShay. They had their boards up there. Kuiper's got him going one,
yep.
Which you heard rumors, right? Yep. Schefter's tweeted it. McShay's got him going three with Darnold going one, and for I mean honestly, since the offseason started, hasn't it really been Darnold, Allen, Rosen?
Yeah, where does Mayfield slide in? Or Rosen Allen.
In no particular order.
Those three guys.
No, honestly, that's
dead serious. In those three guys in no particular order.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield is either one or two.
The day of. And then Josh Allen, all these
in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Josh Allen has these tweets coming out, you know, talking about his character and whether he's a racist or not based on some stupid song lyrics he tweeted out when he was in high school. It's just weird.
He came on and apologized today, so we're
all
set.
He called up Stephen A. Smith like 2 a.m. in the morning. Hey, I'm going to apologize to you. Will you talk to all the black people around the world?
Where do you think you go if you want to apologize in that situation with that scenario? You go to Stephen A. You can't.
You know where to go.
Can't go to Kanye anymore.
That's true. You can't go to Kanye.
Trump guy. Can't go to him anymore. That doesn't work. I think this is going to be a fascinating first hour and a half. Of the draft tonight, because we don't know what happens at the top. Barkley could be the number one pick.
You don't know
Cleveland
who number
go
one
with
is.
Barkley at number one.
I'm saying you
and
have
go
no,
for a quarterback at number four.
You have no idea what the top five look like.
Right.
And I don't remember too many years where like there's been this much chaos.
No. Usually,
no
really,
clue
usually you have that edge rusher or whatever that's up there, the offensive tackle that's up there, and you have one or two quarterbacks. Now you've got a zillion quarterbacks. What are we going to have in the first round? Six quarterbacks go? What about the kid from Oklahoma State? If he goes, that would be seven.
Here's the thing, like, and this to me, so there, people are sneaky quiet on him. He's better than Josh Allen. He's
you
ten
Josh
times,
Allen.
But no. Here's what it is.
Yes.
It's just,
did he ever?
It's not.
Did he ever?
I like him as a player, but he is not a first round pick.
Did he ever racist tweet you? Is that
no,
the problem?
Actually,
you hate this kid.
Listen, I wish I could find sound of how many times I had to prop this guy up on my own show
so
on
you
Saturday.
Lied. So you lied.
Yeah, they're
saying, draw
interest. They're like, somebody actually came to us when we were doing our show.
Why can't you be honest?
And there was nobody in the stadium. Nobody there. Nobody even watching. Right? I think they were playing like San Jose State, a 10:30 at night game, and they came in because we were ripping the game. They're like, "You guys need to find a way to say something positive about these guys." And we're like, "Stats." Stats, that's when you start yelling. You know, hey, can you give me a good nugget on Josh Allen? Oh, he's thrown 10 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions over the past 15 years. I mean, something stupid like that. He won't go before 15.
So we may have 6 or 7 quarterbacks go in the first round. And you guys know, the attrition rate, 5 of them will suck or be okay.
There's not necessarily a Ryan Leaf in there. I wouldn't say there's like a Ryan Leaf, but there could be a Mark Sanchez, you know, one of those types that
could
just
be a Ryan Leaf. You know that?
Well, no, yeah, I don't think there's one in this group.
Well, you may have one.
I don't think there's a guy because Ryan Leaf, but he was just a dope. I don't think there's any of those guys, you know, fit that, you know, criteria.
But Christian, you might have one or two of them that are talented players, but they just have injuries. You know, Sam Bradford comes to mind, and another team's going to try him out, Arizona this year. Or you might have Andrew Luck. Did you read the story the other day? Andrew Luck is not going to throw at all in any of their offseason.
Yeah.
Not going to throw. They're talking about not throwing until the middle of July. Are you kidding me?
Is he going to be in Montana? Where would Andrew Luck go? I'm Andrew Luck. Where am I going?
So,
Texas.
And let's face it. He was a can't-miss candidate, right? He had everything. He had the complete package.
Well, I mean, it was trending that way, too.
Yeah.
You know, from his first year to the AFC Championship game against the Patriots. And then it went downhill after that. So, but when it's all said and done, both picks or no picks.
All right. You want to give the people one more segment?
Let's
do it. No, you don't. You want to leave.
No, I'm fine today.
It's like on TV. You just lie to the people.
Totally. Well, that's stats and information.
Stats
Everybody
and information.
Needs a stats and information guy.
One more segment.
Boston's number one midday show anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, one more note about the changing of Yawkey Way back to Jersey Street. And we talked with Sam Kennedy, the CEO, president of the Red Sox, about this earlier on. And a caller called up and said, do you guys understand the origin of Jersey Street? And it has to deal with the slave trade. And we go, well, none of us seem to know what it was about. But thanks to Peter Lucas of the Lowell Sun, he breaks it all down in a story here. So Jersey Street got its name some 150 years ago when the Back Bay was filled in. Back Bay was just swamping it. They filled it all in with Phil. And the streets laid out
with
by
Phil. With Phil. They filled it in with Phil.
Yeah, with Phil. Architect Arthur D. Gilman. It was named after George Augustus Frederick Child Villiers. Boy, I hate people that have like five names, right?
Right.
He is the sixth Earl of Jersey. He died in 1859. He was a member of Parliament. He was married to the daughter of British Prime Minister Robert Peel. You know how he got his money, right? He moved right up.
Married into it.
Yeah, certainly did. Mm-hmm. And like other members of the British royalty and the upper class, this guy's family fortune was based...
Undoubtedly based
on the lucrative slave trade. Great. So were the fortunes of the other English lords who had Boston streets named after them. Let me give you a few of those streets. Commonwealth Ave, Arlington, Berkeley, Clarendon, Dartmouth. We're going to Boylston right now. Exeter, Fairfield, Gloucester, Hereford. Okay? While they do not fit the north-south grid, you also have Ipswich, Jersey, Kenmore, Lansdowne, Minor Streets. All apparently named after people that made their living off the slave trade. So as Lou said earlier in the program, does this not create a domino effect where people are now going to do more research because, you know, they've been able to eliminate Yawkey Way? Are they not going to look into the names of these other people? And if this guy is right, who's done the research, Peter Lucas from the Lowell Sun, this is going to have ramifications.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning, and maybe something has happened in another city somewhere else that we don't even know about because they just don't have as much, I guess, attention on them. You know, they're not as prominent. They're not as, accessible.
But I would change Arlington Street to Big Poppy Street.
Okay.
I would change Berkeley to Nomar Garcia Alley.
There you go. There you go.
Right? We just aren't making the changes right now.
And, we need a Maloney Way. I like that one.
Oh, how about...
I got to check my ancestors first, though. They might be a little shady.
Minor Maloney.
Columbus. He wasn't a great guy either, right?
No, I'm just saying. You know, I might have some family members might have done some things in the past.
Maybe. We're going to change Minor Street to Minor Maloney Street.
There you go.
Minor League Road.
Okay. It works. Here's Rich Keefe, who was very feisty yesterday.
That sounds like a Jack Edwards joke, Glenn. Minor League Lou.
Hey, stop picking on Jack Edwards.
Appreciate it.
Were you at the game last night? Well, no, but Dale was, so he can talk about the game.
So you can't.
Dale was there. No, I won't. I'll wait until Celtics or NFL draft or something like that.
Are you going to be at the draft?
Yeah, I'm going to fly down after
this. If you're not going to be at the draft, you shouldn't be able to talk
about that. What's the point? You wouldn't know. You got to get the smells of the game. Stop looking at the puck. There's so much more of the game happening away from the puck. Oh, my God. That was annoying.
You a little annoyed with this?
I didn't like that. It started off bad because I don't know why I get defensive of guys like Lou and Zoe and Scal when people rip them for their athletic prowess. I'm like, what did you do? What are you talking about? They're pro athlete. I hate that. So that's how it started.
I love it.
You get into the whole thing about radio hosts are heroes because they have an opinion. Oh, my goodness.
Don't you like the side shot they show when they show goals now? They show the camera. They show Jack. He looks like a kid.
Well, he's on the team.
Who just got the new PlayStation 4. She's
got it. Yeah, yeah. So there's a guy who's going to be critical. He's gonna tell you like it is. That's the guy for sure.
All right, what do you got?
So we got Game 7 recap. We got Game 6 preview. We got NFL draft. We got all kinds of first round. What do the Pats do? We got all kinds of stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. All right, boys. We'll reconvene tomorrow.
Excellent.
We'll see you then. We're out, Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.